Environmental experts have expressed concern about the South Australian government's support for fossil fuels as the industry's annual conference wraps up today in Adelaide. According to the ABC, SA's Energy Minister Tom Koutsantonis, speaking at the conference, said there would be no net zero without gas backing up intermittent renewable energy sources. This has come amid multiple arrests as protesters oppose this get-together of oil and gas industry heads. Andrew Stock used to be Executive General Manager at Origin Energy, so he's been to plenty of these conferences. Now he's playing a central role working for Clean Energy on the Climate Council and as Chair of the Advisory Board at Melbourne University Energy Institute.
I was disappointed to see that when South Australia is one of the leading jurisdictions globally when it comes to how to roll out renewables and displace fossil fuels. It's disappointing also that in a week where we've now had the World Meteorological Organization come out and say we're going to hit 1.5 degrees C increase in the next few years, that we have both state and federal energy ministers still supporting strongly the fossil fuel industry.
Andrew Stock from the Climate Council. Nikki Page asked him for his opinion on the APA conference theme accelerating to net zero.
The reality of this industry is that the spin that they put on CCS, it doesn't capture all of the emissions from the product they produce. And none of the emissions from burning the fuel, you know, in our homes and businesses are captured either. It really is a desperation of this industry, in my view.
And what about the idea of gas being a transition, presumably talking about the use of gas to produce hydrogen?
There's a lot of spin around hydrogen as well. Unfortunately, the gas industry is trying to latch onto that by saying, well, we can now have a transition hydrogen coming from gas if we can capture the CO2 that comes out of that process. And the biggest CO2 capture project in Australia has only been able to work part of the time and only capture about a third of the emissions that it's meant to be capturing. And even those are only a small fraction of the total emissions that processing plant at Gorgons Field in Western Australia produces. So, you know, it's a long stretch for the gas industry to now be saying that, oh, well, we can be part of the hydrogen solution by producing it from gas. Yes, technically can do it, but there's no way that hydrogen is clean because it will still produce CO2 in making it. Carbon capture and storage, people promoting it have been doing so for probably 20 years, originally for coal-fired power generation. Now, the fossil fuel industry has latched onto that for gas. It works technically, it doesn't work economically and commercially. And it's pretty disappointing, notwithstanding that probably Australian governments have spent upwards of $1 billion of taxpayer funds throwing it at CCS in the past, that we're now seeing the gas industry promote this as a solution to their problems. The real solution to their problems is actually electrification of our economy and to produce that electricity from renewables backed by battery storage and pumped hydro, clean forms of storage. If we're going to get to net zero, we've got to get gas out of most of those uses. It means we don't need new gas fields. We just need to be smart about how we're using our existing resources as we phase out this fossil fuel that contributes materially to climate change.
Andrew Stock from the Climate Council. He's not alone in his doubts about the major fossil fuel industry conference in Adelaide.
They, of course, are the big wigs in the fossil fuel industry, and they've all descended upon Adelaide for a conference in which they are talking about the expansion of their industry. And the South Australian government has welcomed them with open arms, willingly captured by the fossil fuel industry. Nobody in our government is holding them to account for the fact that they are still producing fossil fuels whilst knowing the harm they're doing. That is why, I guess, activists feel forced to do what we have to do to ring the alarm bells on this. In Wednesday morning, our 69-year-old activist from Extinction Rebellion abseiled off the bridge in front of the convention centre there. There were roadblocks for about 45 minutes, which the local press made a great deal of, but inconveniencing people for an hour or so in a day. To raise the alarm, we actually do need to stop people in their tracks.
Media often do catch the low-hanging fruit of irritated people caught in traffic jams. What is the value of non-violent civil disobedience type protest?
Disruptive protest changes people's opinion in a specific situation where they are themselves very distressed about the climate change. They do not know what to do. Those people are the ones that often say, we agree with you, but we don't agree with your methods. One of the reasons that we get so distressed about this is because of the lack of power that we actually have to do anything about it. We watch our governments and these industries rule our world, and there is very little we can do about it. So we're trying to get the public to see that these are the people who we need to be waking up and getting to act, is the people who have the power to do something to change it. It's a discussion with the people who are worried about our methods, but really, really distressed about climate change as well. I was one of those people, and I saw two elderly people being arrested, and they were so dignified, it had me in tears. And I realised that I need to do this too.
Yeah.
It is our braveness that is the message in that situation. So, you know, you've got the Murdoch press slamming us as greeny lefty. We are trying to sound the alarm on something that is of major, major importance.
Anna Slynn from Extinction Rebellion SA, and earlier, Andrew Stock from the Climate Council, speaking with Nikki Page from Radio Adelaide about issues raised by the annual fossil fuel industry conference in Adelaide.